Low Potassium Diet: Everything You Need to Know According to a Dietitian. This article is written by the registered dietitian Melanie Betts. This audio article is part of the Robity Source audio blog. Potassium is one of the most misunderstood nutrients in kidney disease. Do you need to avoid potassium? How much potassium is okay to have? Read on to learn all about potassium and kidney disease. Who needs a low potassium diet? The most important thing to remember about potassium and kidney disease is that potassium needs are different for everyone. Some people with kidney disease need a lot of potassium. Others need to limit their intake of potassium. Which bucket do you fit into? The answer lies in your lab tests. Only people who have high blood potassium, a condition called hyperkalemia, need to limit how much potassium they eat. Normal potassium level. A normal potassium level is between 3.5 and 5 millimoles per liter. Both low and high potassium levels can be unhealthy. High potassium level. People with kidney disease are more likely to have high potassium or hyperkalemia. Your kidneys get rid of extra potassium in your urine. When your kidneys are not working properly, extra potassium can build up in your body. High potassium levels usually do not become an issue until very late in kidney disease. In most cases, potassium is not high and therefore does not to be limited until stages 4 and 5, the most advanced stages of kidney disease. People who are on dialysis, especially hemodialysis, usually need to follow a low potassium diet too. Remember that many different factors can impact your potassium level. Constipation, some medications, blood sugar and acid levels can impact potassium levels. How much potassium you eat is only a piece of the puzzle. Bottom line, work with your doctor or dietitian to know how much potassium you should eat. Benefits of a high potassium diet. If your blood potassium levels are normal, then a high potassium diet may be good for you. A high potassium diet, such as the DASH diet, is ideal for lowering blood pressure. A typical DASH diet has around 4,700 mg of potassium per day. High blood pressure is one of the leading causes of kidney disease in the United States. And keeping blood pressure under control can be hard for people with kidney disease. If you don't need it, a low potassium diet could rob you from the heart-healthy benefits of potassium. What is a low potassium diet? There is not an official definition of a low potassium diet, but aiming for less than 2000 mg of potassium per day is a good goal if you need to limit your potassium. Foods high in potassium. Of course, the first step to following a low potassium diet is staying away from the foods high in potassium. Remember, there is at least a little potassium in nearly everything we eat. So, you cannot completely cut potassium out of your diet. Instead, try eat foods that are high in potassium less often, and eat them in smaller portions when you do eat them. High potassium foods: bananas, oranges, mangoes, kiwi, most dried fruits, avocado, potatoes, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, especially tomato sauce, cooked greens like spinach or collards, pumpkin, another winter squash, parsnips, Brussels sprouts, and milk and dairy products. Potassium food additives. Food additives are a significant and commonly forgotten source of potassium in our diet. Potassium is added to many processed foods and can easily double the amount of potassium in food. Check the ingredients to know if a food has added potassium. Scan the ingredients list and look for any ingredient that has potassium in it. Potassium chloride is a common potassium food additive. Common sources of potassium food additives: processed meat, deli or lunch meat, bacon, sausage, and corned beef. Artificially sweetened drinks, meat from fast food restaurants, low sodium products, especially canned soups, frozen or canned prepared food, canned or bottled dressings and sauces, and salty snack foods like cheese puffs. Low potassium diet foods. What can you eat on a low potassium diet? There are many healthy foods that are low in potassium. Here's some low-potassium vegetables. Lettuce, all types except from spinach, bell peppers, peas, cabbage, broccoli, eggplant, carrots, cauliflower, celery, radishes, okra, mushrooms, onions, corn, green onions, asparagus, yellow squash, cucumber, leeks, green beans, and turnips. Low-potassium fruits include apples, pears, strawberries, grapes, melon, peaches, blueberries, pineapple, raspberries, and plums. Lower-potassium dairy swaps include rice, oats, coconut, almonds, and non-dairy cheese and yogurt. Beans, nuts, and seeds on a low-potassium diet. Plant proteins such as beans, nuts, and seeds can be high in potassium. However, animal proteins like beef, pork, chicken, fish, and seafood have a lot of potassium in them too. Because we know that plant proteins are less harmful to your kidneys than animal proteins, eating beans, nuts, and seeds is good for your kidneys. For most people, eating plant proteins in place of animal proteins can fit in a low-potassium diet. Having plant and animal protein in the same meal will probably be too much potassium for a low-potassium diet. Make sure you ask your dietitian what is right for you. Thank you for listening to this article. For more audio articles, visit the Robi Resource audio blog.